And talk with Curtis Hertel Jr. He's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Happy belated birthday, Curtis.
Oh, thank you, Tony. I appreciate that.
We got a cake and a bunch of other goodies headed your way as soon as I can get a check from my boss here.
Awesome. Well, good luck with that.
All right. Well, you got a big announcement to make. You have the con.
Thank you very much, and I'm proud to do it here. I'm announcing my campaign for re-election to Register of Deeds this morning. We've had a good 4 years, and I'm proud of the work that we've done trying to protect people's homes and improve the office. We're also launching our campaign website. People can go to www.curtishertel.com, and we need people's help. You know, we've taken on a lot of bad guys in the last 4 years. And, you know, when you take on people like that, they have a tendency to come back after you. So people can sign up to volunteer or donate to the campaign by going to that website.
Talk about taking on the bad guys.
You know, when I came into office, we knew that foreclosures were bad in Ingham County. We didn't know about the pattern of illegal foreclosures in Ingham County and across this nation. We've led a nationwide fight against forgery and fraud that's been used in these foreclosure proceedings. We've worked with the Attorney General's office and the FBI to actually take these criminals and bring them to justice. We haven't had full satisfaction yet, but we're going to continue to fight to protect the land records and the people of Ingham County.
I have been enlightened a lot by not only your office, but the Ingham County Treasurer's office at how engaged you are in this foreclosure business, and as opposed to just registering deeds, being very proactive at helping folks keep their homes and trying to expose people who make it tough. Is that the way a person in your position would handle those things? Is that usual?
No, I don't think it's usual. What I do believe is that in public service, when you're elected, you find the best way to serve the people. And in my opinion, expanding the role of this office has been the best way. So no, I don't think this is what the average Register of Deeds has done over time. But what I do see it as, I see that my land records have been under attack, and the people of Ingham County have been under attack. And it's my responsibility to do everything I can in my power to protect them.
Well, you know, there are going to be those who say, you know what, Curtis, that's all fine and dandy, but you need to just work on what you're supposed to be doing in that office, register the deeds and all the other activities that go around that. And I wonder if people may think you're wasting time, energy, and funding with some of the court cases you've been involved with, some of which you've lost.
Yeah, I would say we haven't lost any court cases. MERS won a court case against attorneys that filed it, but it wasn't our case. Our cases are still in court. But you know, I appreciate that point, and I would say two things. We've made a strong positive effort in this county to not only do the things that we're working on foreclosures, but we've also expanded access and accuracy to the records. We're still doing the job that we were elected to do as well. The other point I would make is this is an election, and you have a chance to vote for somebody else. I think that the average citizen in Ingham County likes the work we've done actually keeping people in their homes, and will be happy to vote for us for re-election.
Okay, what can you do better, and what can you do to expand what you do that would help the citizens of Ingham County?
Oh, you know, we're going to continue fighting. You know, the reality is that in this county, even though our foreclosure numbers have changed, we still had almost 1,500 people who lost their home foreclosure in the last year. It's unacceptable. And we need to keep fighting until those numbers get much, much lower. And we're not going to stop until we do that.
All right, before I let you go, we always hear about the cuts in the Ingham County's budget, especially when it comes to services, especially services to out-county areas who have experienced cuts. They don't have the sheriff patrols regularly as they've had, and just other similar type cuts. Do you expect that to come your way?
Yeah, I mean, we've taken, in my office, the largest general fund cut, larger than the sheriff's office. We've actually been proactive and worked with the county commissioners to actually be creative in actually funding my office. Because I feel for those people in the rural areas, and I feel for the people in the urban areas who've had their services cut as well. The reality is that the reason we're in that mess is because of the foreclosure problem. So every dollar we invest in protecting and keeping people in their home will actually, in the long run, improve our economy. And again, we're suing for tax dollars from these major banks as well that tried to skirt the system. But yes, we've experienced the cuts, and we've given our fair share, in fact, more than our fair share.
Curtis, one more question for you. What is the hardest portion of the county that is being hit hardest with foreclosures, and what area has really turned around?
Well, you know, Lansing is where you traditionally see the largest amount of foreclosures per person. That's still the case. But it's been growing more in Holt and Meridian Township, where you actually see the victims of the economy actually reach the more suburban areas of the county. So we're seeing it in both places. Lansing's begun to recover a bit, but they're still going to be the largest amount of foreclosures.
All right, Curtis Hertel Jr. is announcing his candidacy. He wants to keep his job as the Ingham County Register of Deeds. Curtis, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and citizens can go to CurtisHertelJr.com for more.